So welcome back, Mandy. It's been a couple of months now. Are you settling into being back at 702? How does it feel?
Yeah, it feels like I've never left. So yeah. it really feels like home for me. So it's very comfortable. I think we've found our groove as a show, as a team. And I think it's going really, really well. I think that, we're enjoying it, and I hope the listeners are too.
Well, it sounds like you're enjoying it on air. And the Midday Report, the philosophy is always, obviously, in that lunch hour, if you're zipping up and about, you want to find out what are the key things you need to know that are happening in your world, breaking news, developing stories. That's what it's about.
Yeah, very much so. I feel, and the team feels, that in that hour, if you can dip in for an hour and listen to radio that day, you hear everything about what's going on in the news, but also what people are talking about, what the zeitgeist is out there, what the conversations are culturally, socially. We cover sport and tech and international relations and music and whatever else is happening. So we have that, but also we like to speak to newsmakers. We like to set the news agenda as well. So it's a bit of everything for the day.
So it's hard to talk about what new features there might be on what is obviously a new show with a new host. But perhaps maybe give us a sense of the direction now that you're in the building, now that you're settled, now that you're beginning to get into the groove. What is the thing to look out for that might surprise listeners?
So I think in a way we are purists at the Midday Report. So it does have a very kind of classic style, and the product is very classic. So we are going to stick to that just because it's what people want at lunchtime. So it's very newsy. It's very punchy. It's very fast. We cover everything in a jam-packed hour. But of course, you know, we bring our own flavor and our own perspectives to things. So I'm particularly interested in books. To do an interview with an author a week. Or I particularly like sport. My producer particularly likes more kind of cultural entanglements and spaghetti and that kind of thing, you know. So I think we bring our own personal flair to it.
But also, I mean, one of the things that's interesting for me to listen to you doing the Midday Report is that so many of the stories that, and I'll give you one example, so many of the stories that at times will seem like breaking news are actually old stories that were in the media, that were written about, that were exposed, that were simply ignored. And of course, now we're looking at the Free State Housing Department, right, at the State Capture Commission of Inquiry. That's an old story, and it's one of the stories you delve in with some detail in your book.
Yeah, very much so. You know, if you look at the Estina matter, for example, and I suppose that's the benefits of institutional memory.
Yeah.
When you've been a reporter for almost two decades, I've covered a lot of these stories myself as a journalist. I've written about them in books. So it does help to have that context and that understanding and that depth of knowledge, because you need to know a lot about a lot, to ask the right questions and to make sure you're getting the essence of the story out for the listener. So that's also what I'm hoping to do, is to give that context. So it's not just the interview of the day, but rather placing it in that historical context and giving people that background knowledge, the why. Why does this matter? Why should you care about it? And how did we get here? Exactly.
Mandy Wiener, the host of the Midday Report, every weekday between 12 and 1. As I say, if you want to find out about her new book, The Whistleblowers, it's an extraordinary book in which she talks to people who've risked everything. And I keep reading it and I think, why on earth would anybody do this? Check out the details for it on our website. You can go to 702.co.za.